It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Welcome back to CFL Easy Picks 2017, Week 14, starring me, Killer Carpe Diem. That's right, it's me. I'm back, taking over again, because old school is doing something. Something about karaoke. Anyways, he's no fun. Joining me as per usual, our Iron Man, Mr. Avicet.
I'm pretty sure he's singing It's Raining Men right now.
Yeah. Like I said, if it were an effeminate-looking Asian fella, he wouldn't say no.
What was the song that you suggested earlier that you parodied?
It's his actual birthday on the day of this recording's release. So I believe it was something like, it's my party and I'll suck a guy if I want to, swallow if I want to, eat some splooge if I want to. Something like that. Just basically ridiculing him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he opens himself up for it. Oh, okay. Okay, here's my exact quote. It's your birthday and you'll blow dudes if you want to, suck if you want to, swallow if you want to. And that's where I stopped. But I'm pretty sure if I wanted to, I could have written a full song. Just like I did the Sarah McLachlan, All Beer Inside, I Will Remember You ad. And I was working on his version of I Am the Carb and this is the old school. We're Rasslecasters, but you know, that folded. So
what's Rasslecast? I forget now.
Yeah. The unfortunate reality. The wrestling show I enjoyed being on, and I don't know if any of the other ones would let me on. So, oh well. CFL football. Let's go. So in the news across the CFL, from coast to coast, military appreciation across the CFL. Over the last few weeks, teams across the league have been honoring the great men and women who proudly serve our country during their annual military appreciation games. On Wednesday, the Edmonton Eskimos announced that they are launching Support Our Troop t-shirts. EPCOR is teaming up with the Eskimos to help provide support for the Edmonton Garrison Military Family Resource Center through specially designed limited edition Support Our Troop t-shirts. The Eskimos aren't the only ones that are showing their appreciation for our troops. Jesus Christ. It's like I'm all beer inside. It all started when Edmonton's Matt O'Donnell's brother manned the plane that did the flyover before the contest between the Red Blacks and the Eskimos game early in August. So outside of the Super Bowl, is there many flyovers for NFL games?
Normally the big one is opening weekend. Oh. Like just a lot of flyovers.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the Alouettes do one once a month because we do have a pretty close military base. It's only a half hour drive from my house to a major military base right next to us, and the people who live in the area always freak out even though they know well ahead of time there's going to be a flyover. So yeah, so go Canadian military. How the whole 1 million of us, I believe. All right. Stamps news. What do we got here? Singleton honored after record-setting game. Linebacker Alex Singleton has been honored as a Canadian Football Player of the Week. So another Stampeders Player of the Week for Calgary's 27-13 victory over the BC Lions. By recording 11 tackles against Lions, Singleton became the first player in CFL history to reach double digits in tackles for three consecutive games since the stat was officially tracked as of 1987. The second-year linebacker out of Montana State also had a tackle for loss, a sack, and two quarterback pressures, and was a key cog in the Stamps' defensive unit that held the Lions without a touchdown. For the season, Singleton shares the league lead with 91 tackles, including 35 in the past three games. So yeah, Stampeders looking good again this year, but they looked great last year, unfortunately, and did not do it in the big game.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
So what do we got here?
I thought I was going to witness one of my teams win a championship other than the Cavs. It would be pretty ironic because I just picked them that season.
You're probably going to witness your Cleveland Indians winning Major League Baseball's World Series this year.
Don't
they've been looking
jinx us,
amazing
asshole. I wanted to see them go 27 straight to officially break both records, because there's this weird stat of they broke the winning streak record but they didn't beat the undefeated streak record.
Yeah,
because technically there was a tie in the middle of that one.
I had read somewhere online if you had placed a $100 bet on Cleveland having the best winning streak of the season, it was something like you could have won $150,000.
That's nuts.
That's one of those wacky prop bets that people can make that pay out exorbitant amount of money.
Well, did you hear about what a window company?
I did not.
In July, they offered a promotion that if the Indians went on a winning streak above, I don't know if it was 22 games, but or maybe it was 20 games, that anybody who bought windows that month would get free windows if that happened by the end of that season with the Indians. So anybody who did ended up getting free windows, and they were smart. They took out an insurance policy just in case. So they're like, yeah. Their hit was minimal. Like
that's that's a good idea. All right, Alouettes news. For those who listen in Montreal, the Alouettes are having a pop-up shop sale in their warehouse on the 23rd from noon to 5 p.m. in the Villamar district on St. Patrick in the old St. Patrick warehouse. Reduced prices. I went to one. If I'd had the extra money at the time, I would have gotten a personal jersey. Unfortunately, I didn't. So if you're in the Montreal area, I would go to this one, but I'm heading out to an Oktoberfest party in Ontario. So I'm out of luck. Anthony Calvillo named to the CFL Hall of Fame, along with three others. Everybody on Twitter's congratulating him. I mean, when he broke the touchdown record, he had a bunch of NFLers congratulate him too. I mean, he's one of the best CFL quarterbacks of all time, outside of a guy named Flutie. And something about adding people to practice roster, and we're trying to shore up our coaching staff, even though we just fired a few. We signed two new coaches who will help the team until the end of the current season. Kit Lathrop will coach the defensive line, and Ken Miller joins the group as a offensive consultant under Anthony Calvillo. Following a 9-year career in the NFL and USFL, where he won the Super Bowl with the Washington Redskins. Oh my God, that's so long ago. In 1987,
yikes.
Lathrop enjoyed his 16-year coaching career in NCAA and the CFL, where he made stops in BC, Ottawa, Edmonton, and Toronto. And now he's coming here to try and help us out, where the crazy reality is, having a fairly losing record right now, if we were to go on a winning streak to the end of the season, we could clinch the East. So yeah. All right. CFL Easy Pick standings in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members, coming into week 14. First place, the American, Mr. Heavy Set.
Yeah.
With 34 points. Tied for second, Koinye West and myself with 32 points. Fourth place, we have Mr. Taking a Load in the Face Old School with 28 points.
Yeah.
Fifth place, we have the Mayor with 26. Sixth place, we have Coolio with 25. Seventh, we have the Nightmare X with 4. And the Nightmare X has already made picks for this week. So I guess 3 times in 14 weeks is better than nothing.
Better than the people that we had last year that made like a couple weeks at the beginning and then just stopped showing up.
Yeah. I honestly thought I forgot to make my picks this week. And I get home Sunday from softball. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, okay, good. I didn't miss any. So, games this week. Starting Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we have the 5-7-1 Ottawa Red Blacks visiting the 8-3 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Blue Bombers are a 6.5-point favorite. Let's start with you, Heavyset.
Blue Bombers.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bombers as well. It's this whole East gets destroyed by West most of the season.
Yeah.
Friday as well, Friday at 11 p.m., we have the 2-9 Hamilton Tiger Cats facing the 6-6 BC Lions. The Lions are a 12.5 favorite. I'm taking the Lions at home. Heavy Set.
Yeah, I'll take the Lions.
All right. Saturday, 7 p.m., we have the 3-9 Montreal Alouettes facing the 5-7 Toronto Argonauts. The Argonauts are 6.5-point favorites. Hate to do it. I gotta take the Argos.
Yeah. Heavy. Ditto, Argos.
And Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have the 10-1-1 Calgary Stampeders versus the 6-5 Saskatchewan Roughriders. At this time, the line is flat. Heavy Set.
I'm gonna go with the Roughriders. No, I'm going with the Stampeders.
Okay. I'm actually gonna take the Roughriders. I think they really turned it around. They started off really bad and now they're looking great. They've got great offensive threats. I mean, they're a half decent looking team, so. And Old School has not submitted his picks yet, so we'll just wait until Friday before 8 to see if he admits them or not.
Will he? You think he'll remember?
Possibly. We'll see when I'm watching ROH at his place if he remembered. So. Twitter, we got nothing. Email, something about some spam, but that was about it. So I guess that'll close us out this week. Heavy Set, plugs and final thoughts.
Wrestling Cheers. You can check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all that fun stuff. I plugged it enough before, and I'm too lazy to bring up my notes of all the shit that I like to plug. Of course, hanging with Heavy, ask everybody who listens to send in a tweet with hashtag AskHeavySet. I did 2 episodes last week. Only one has been released as of right now, and then the other one's going to be released this coming Monday. I'm not planning on doing one soon, but I'm just like throwing it out there. If you have any questions that you want to ask me, not like they have to be, you know, my word over anything, just to get to know a little bit more about me. Those are some of the best questions I feel like you could ask, because then I can get into a story that maybe you didn't know about or something. Like, it doesn't have to be wrestling related or something like that, but just anything that you might want to know about me.
Excellent. As for this show, we are at CFL Easy Picks on Twitter, cflEasyPicks@gmail.com. We're in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. Join the seasons that are starting up. You can win DVDs and such. We got box sets. Like I said, our last winner of a Stable Wars season selected Viva La Raza box set, and we're shipping it out to them shortly, once I get to America, because the shipping's cheaper that way for me. As well, at Killer Carpe Diem for myself on Twitter, allbeerinside.com. We are live. We are on iTunes. We are on Google Play. At allbeerinside, we'll be recording again sooner rather than later. The episode is taking its time. I've been busy. It's difficult to mix in editing with real life, so it should be out by hopefully the 30th of September. As well, you know what? TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Find us on the Podbean app on your phone. You can find great other shows like Spanish Announce Table and What's on Fight, who seem to be going places. I mean, they got t-shirts and stuff. So, and as well, GFW, Bound for Glory in Ottawa. I might go.
Nice.
So that'll do it for us here. As CFL's doing, what's that?
You should drag old school with you and have him sit in the front row.
I'm going to try and drag him with me. We'll see. As I said, I wanted to get him to meet Jim Snitsky, but Snitsky had to cancel his appearance in Plattsburgh, which would have been next weekend, and it would have been hilarious.
That was just something I was just thinking about, too. He's so determined to come to Cleveland for AIW. Old school does realize that I don't sit in the back. I don't sit in the bleachers. I don't sit in the back row. I sit front row. So if you're coming to an AIW show, I'm going to probably try to get you to sit in the front row.
But now, do your wrestlers end up in the crowd like IWS normally does?
I've had wrestlers in my lap.
Oh, and I got to say something. IWS Wrestling, they signed a deal with RDS, which is basically French TSN. They got some name people coming up. They have LAX coming in this month. Next month, they have Johnny Mundo in November. And in December, Mike Bailey versus the American Psycho, Stefan Bonnard.
I miss Veda.
Well, Veda's up here a lot more now from what you were telling me. So
she might be at that show.
She might be. We do have a women's division now in IWS, so there is a possibility that it could happen. Last show, where the Young Bucks stole the show, was the first ever IWS Women's Championship match, where an asshole fan was yelling at one of the larger female wrestlers about her being large, and the rest of the crowd told him to shut up or we'd beat the shit out of him.
Nice. So,
yeah, because you don't chant that kind of shit at a wrestling show. It's not cool.
Has Old School been back since then?
No, Old School won't go to the new IWS location because it's located in the gay village of the city.
Afraid too many people know who he is?
Exactly, because even though you don't know who's behind the glory hole, it might be Old School's mouth wide open. All right, and I guess in association with the CFL, support your military, and for all the people who've gotten their asses kicked in the States from Harvey and Irma, if you're going to donate, find out who you donate to. Do not donate to the Red Cross. They're douchebags.
Yeah.
Even if in winter things tend to freeze, we got the world monopoly on trees, and our country's bordered by three different seas.
Yeah, I know that you wanna be Canadian, please. We invented the zipper, we got expertise. We made insulin to combat disease. Yeah, I know that you wanna be Canadian, please.
You find mounted police or go to the hospital and not pay fees. I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
And with fresh waters in high demand, we got the world's largest supply on hand. So you know that we can make a pretty good friend, but it's even better if you can.
Step 2, buy a canoe.
Step 3, live multiculturally. Step 4, you're ready, there is no more. We got beavers, caribou, and moose. We got buffalo bears, a Canadian goose. And we're sorry about Celine Dion, but she did do that good song for Jim Cameron.